This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, June 20th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
The 14th annual KUAF Summer Jazz Series begins Saturday, June 30th with the Aaron Goldberg Trio. The series will continue with the Composer Showcase Saturday, July 28th, and guitarist Vic Juris Saturday, August 11th. Performances begin at 8 p.m. in Walton Arts Center Star Theater. Tickets, including limited cabaret seating, available at 442-5600 or waltonartcenter.org for more information.
Support for KUAF comes from Youth Bridge's annual Starry Starry Night Almost Van Gogh Art Challenge and Auction Fundraiser this Saturday, June 23rd. This year's focus highlights art therapy as an emotional and creative outlet at Youth Bridge. Tickets and more information are available at 575-9471 or youthbridge.com.
And later on this edition of Ozarks, we'll have more on that event when the Director of Development for Youth Bridge, Nancy Hairston, stops by our studio. And we'll hear from members of Project Vote, a nonpartisan advocacy group. They say certain Arkansas residents have been denied the opportunity to register to vote.
Plus, we begin a series that highlights Razorback athletes who will be vying for a chance to represent the United States in August at the 2012 Summer Olympics.
And much later in the show, we have tickets to just about everything that's going on this weekend, a couple of packages. It will help if you know your counties of Arkansas.
Hint, hint.
That's all I'm going to say. But first, about 13,000 Arkansas high school graduates are receiving lottery-funded scholarships for the coming school year. That's 6% more than last year. Yesterday, a legislative oversight committee reviewed the proposed budget for the Arkansas Lottery. Director Bishop Woolsey projected net proceeds of $98 million for the fiscal year that begins next month. Afterward, he told reporters that could change.
For us, the budget's a projection. We can meet that or we can not meet that. It's just a projection, and it's a projection of what our sales will be over the next 12 months. That can be impacted by gas prices or the economy. It's people's discretionary income that we hope they spend on that, and the less discretionary income people have, the less they're going to spend on items such as lottery tickets or other entertainment.
Meanwhile, state lawmakers say they plan to rework the formula for awarding scholarships. That would take place in hearings leading up to the regular legislative session early next year.
The Schmieding Center for Senior Health and Education in Springdale has received a $3.5 million Federal Affordable Care Act award to expand its home caregiver training in Hawaii, Texas, California, and Arkansas. Dr. Larry D. Wright, Executive Director of the Schmieding Center, says the grant will help expand the center's certified home caregiver training curriculum, a nationally recognized training program that offers four levels of certification for people who wish to make a career out of home caregiving. Wright says the award supports the addition of a 40-hour module to produce a more advanced nursing aide position for home-based long-term care and the development of a distance learning component. The $3.5 million is being provided under the new Affordable Care Law.
Well, in this particular aspect of the Affordable Care Act is the CMS, that's the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Innovation Center, which has requested proposals from all over the country, from all sorts of entities, to be creative about ways that can innovate to deliver better quality care, resulting in better quality of life and at a cost savings. So this is part of what we will be trying to demonstrate in 3 years. And the projected savings on just our project alone would be $1.3 million in gross Medicare expenditures.
The Schmieding Center is one of 80 grant recipients nationwide working to deliver high-quality medical care and enhance the healthcare workforce to save federal dollars.
The Arkansas Razorback baseball team will know their next opponent in the College World Series by the end of tonight. The winner of this evening's game between South Carolina and Kent State will play Arkansas tomorrow night in Omaha. The Razorbacks will need to win just one game against that opponent to advance to the championship's best-of-three final series. The yet-to-be-determined opponent for Arkansas would have to beat the Razorbacks twice to advance. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals will be at home in Arvest Ballpark again tonight after defeating Tulsa in extra innings last night. The Nats play the Drillers again tonight at 7.
The National Weather Service isn't promising rain for tomorrow, but there is at least a chance. After a partly cloudy night tonight with lows in the mid and upper 60s, there will be a 30% chance of scattered showers in the Arkansas River Valley tomorrow and a 40% chance of some rainfall in northwest Arkansas Thursday. Highs tomorrow should be between 85 and 90 throughout the region. By Sunday, high temperatures are expected to hover around 95 in northwest Arkansas and peak around 100 or 101 degrees for much of the Fort Smith area.